This is The Couple Next Door, script number 136 for broadcast Monday, July 7th, 2:30 to 2:45 p.m. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
Come on, get up, dear. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, my sunburn. Hey, I can hardly move.
Oh, we go through this every 4th of July weekend. You stand the sun too much and overdo it.
Well, I know, but if I get one good burn, then I really start getting tan.
Yes, but according to doctors, you're supposed to take it in easy stages.
Yeah,
right?
I know. But that's so slow going. Hey, look at my face. That's pretty tan, huh?
That is pretty red.
Yeah, well, about 4 days, my nose is going to be one nice mess with all the peeling.
Oh, dear, I forgot to take the bathing suits out of the car when we got home last night. They should have been hung on the line.
Gee, we had nice weather out of the cottage all weekend, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. You better step out now, dear, if you want that fish for breakfast.
Oh, well, certainly I want it for breakfast, boy.
Well, you got to clean it before I can cook it.
Yeah, I will. Golly, I tell you, nothing like nice, fresh lake trout.
Well, I'm a little tired of it myself.
How can you say that?
Oh, dear, we've had fish all weekend. And frankly, I don't know why you catch more than you know we'll eat. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I think our friends are getting a little sick of the way you bring back a lot of fish each weekend and just dump it on them, dear.
Dump it on them? Listen, they're glad to get it.
Oh, glad. I know. Didn't sound like it last night when we got home. Asked them all if they wanted some fish. I heard some excuses for not wanting some nice, fresh lake trout.
Well,
who'd you finally unload them on?
Good morning, Mommy. Good morning, Daddy.
Oh, good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, sweetie.
Are you wearing nozzle pants to the office, Daddy?
No, Daddy's going out and clean some fish right now so Mommy can cook it for breakfast. Won't that taste good, huh? Oh, it won't take me a minute.
All right, dear. I'll be right down.
Jiminy, are we going to have fish again?
Uh-huh.
Gee, I'm tired of eating fish.
Well, we're having it anyway, dear. You might as well get used to it. Every spring we'll go through this. Your father fishes. And we have fish.
Well, I don't want any more.
Wait, you eat a little of it anyhow. Daddy will be upset. Now go on, get dressed, Betsy, and come on down for breakfast, dear.
Well, I don't want any fish.
You name it. If Lowell Thomas hasn't been there, nobody else has either. Here's a world traveler who dotes on discovering new places, new peoples, new and fascinating facts about remote locales many of us have never heard of. He's just as much at home on the desert or in the Arctic as he is in the important capitals of the world. It's this keen eye for people and places, this personal experience with news centers large and small, that adds so much color and background when Lowell Thomas reports the news on CBS Radio. Another long-standing CBS news broadcast with nationwide respect is the World News Roundup, here early each day to bring you up to date. CBS newsmen from all strategic world news centers bring you eyewitness accounts in their own words of every major event that's current and important to you. Each morning, start your day fully informed by checking with CBS Radio's superb World News Roundup reports. And each evening, Monday through Friday, keep up to date when Lowell Thomas reports the news at the Star's address.
What is it, dear? What are you yelling about?
Where in Sam Hill is the fish?
Well, haven't you got it cleaned and ready to cook?
Cleaned? I can't find it.
What?
I looked in that gunny sack with the sawdust knife. It wasn't there, and I've looked all through the car. Did you put it in the refrigerator?
Why, no. Oh, I'm sorry,
huh, dear.
I forgot to tell you. I dumped the fish in that tin tub last night to keep it fresh. There wasn't any ice left in the gunny sack.
You put it in the tin tub?
I put cold water in it and filled it up.
Well, fish won't stay fresh unless it's on ice.
Well, there wasn't any ice. It was all melted.
Oh, golly, I was all set for a nice lake trout for breakfast. Where's the tin tub?
On the other side of the back porch, right there by the bushes, right there.
Well, I'll go and dump it out. That fish won't be fresh now.
Well, I'm sorry, dear. You got dressed quickly, Betsy.
Mommy, honest, do I have to eat fish for breakfast?
No, dear, you don't. Mommy apparently made a mistake last night. Didn't keep the trout on ice, so Daddy says we can't eat it.
Oh, goody.
Hey! Daddy
is right.
So, Pizza, come here.
What?
Come here. Hey, the dog is saying.
What?
Come here, will you, look?
Come on. All right, we're coming.
Mommy,
we're coming.
That's easy.
What's the matter? What is it?
It's alive.
What?
Look at it. Look, here, look, swimming around, big as you please.
For heaven's
sake. See.
Might wait, was dead last night.
No, dear, apparently not.
Well, how could this be?
Well, look, I caught him, you see, the last thing, just before we came in, and he was on ice, and I suppose the ice was melting, so he got some water. Isn't that the craziest thing you ever saw? He's certainly alive.
No, fishy.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, one thing, we're certainly going to have a nice fresh fish for breakfast.
Fish for breakfast?
Yeah.
Well, you serpent. You can't eat that fish.
Huh? What do you mean? Why not?
He's alive.
Right. He won't be by the time we have him for breakfast. What's the matter?
I don't see how you can talk like that. Honestly, it makes me feel like an uncivilized savage.
What are you talking about?
Does Daddy want to eat big fish?
Yes.
Like Daddy.
What the heck is the matter with you two? Same fish. I went out in the boat especially to catch us one really fresh fish for breakfast. Here he is, fresh as though he came right out of the lake.
Well, I...
But he's alive, Daddy.
Yes.
Well, no, but he won't be.
Well,
are you going to kill him, Daddy?
Well, yes.
How?
I don't think we should discuss those details now.
Well, I'm sort of interested. I assume the fish died and he got a fish hook in his mouth.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, they die when they're out of water.
Well, you certainly are going to take this poor little fish out of the tub and let him flounder around until he's gasped his last breath.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Oh, Daddy, he's so cute. Look at him swimming around.
He's just darling. I couldn't eat him for breakfast. I know that. I just couldn't. In fact, I don't think I could even cook him, dear. Betsy and I'll have our breakfast, then you can take over the kitchen if you want to.
Oh, Daddy, you wouldn't eat him.
Look, you've both been eating fish all weekend.
I know, and we both had enough, too, but that isn't the point. A dead fish is one thing. A live one swimming around merrily in a tub of water is another. He almost becomes a pet.
Oh, a pet.
Well, he does.
Oh, Dad, please don't eat this darling little fish.
Look,
please, Daddy.
Well, may I ask what you're going to do with him if we don't eat him?
Well, maybe we could keep him until we go back out to the cottage next weekend.
Yeah. What are you going to feed him
I don't know. What do fish eat?
Fish eat other fish, smaller fish, underwater plant life, I guess. I don't know what fish eat.
Maybe you could pick up some minnows somewhere today.
Hmm? Yeah. Now, where could I just pick up some minnows today?
Everybody likes cookies and candy.
Well, fish don't like cookies and candy, dear. I know.
I'll go look in the kitchen and see if I can find something.
All right, dear.
I think you're both being absolutely idiotic.
Well, maybe so, but any fish that comes to life again certainly shows a lot of spunk. And I think it's awful to even think of eating him. Maybe we could put him in a little pool in our rock garden.
Darling, a lake trout can't live in a pool in a rock garden.
Well, we could try it. Oh, look at him. Swimming around as though he didn't have a care in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found something for him to eat.
Oh, did you find something for him? What is it? Oh, no. Oh, Betsy. No,
what?
Dear. Don't give that to him.
Huh?
Betsy? Oh, part of that stale blueberry muffin.
He's eating it. Look, Mommy, Daddy.
What?
Look at that.
I'll be doggone.
Honestly, for heaven's sake.
Well, I guess you're right at that. Any lake trout that eats blueberry muffins deserves to live.
Isn't that funny?
Can we keep him, Daddy?
No, darling, we cannot keep him. We'll throw him back in the lake.
Well, we can't drive way back out to Bay Lake today, dear.
Hey, I know. Look, we'll drive out to where we're building the house and dump him in that little lake there.
Can I come with you, Daddy?
Oh.
Well, now, wait. What time is it?
Well,
hey, it's early.
Sorry,
yeah, okay. Come on. Let's all pile in the car. We'll drive out there. We'll see how the house is coming along anyhow. Hurry up, then. Come on. I got to get back and get to work. Stand back now. I'll give him a good throw.
Hey, Daddy.
Well, what's the matter now?
This isn't the lake the fish came from.
Well, I know that, darling. Well, what's the matter?
Well, will he know anybody?
What?
Mommy!
Yes, dear? My, the carpenters have done quite a bit on the house, haven't they?
Mommy, this isn't the lake the fish came from. He won't know anybody.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, just a minute. What is it, dear?
Mommy and Daddy are in a different lake.
Oh, yes. Well, Betsy means that all his fish relatives and his friends won't be in this lake, dear.
He'll be lonesome.
Yes, he would. Well, we won't throw him in, dear. We'll keep him.
Well, keep him?
Betsy, run up and get in the car. Go on, dear. I promise you we won't throw him in. Run along, darling. I want to talk to Daddy.
Look,
Look, darling, she has a book called Freddy the Fish. Now, to her, this is Freddy, I suppose. You know how children are. He's real to her.
Well, may I ask what you propose to do with Freddy?
Well, I don't know, but let's get back home and we'll think of something.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Night after night on CBS Radio, as you hear the program called The World Tonight, you're on speaking terms with the news. The World Tonight brings you carefully detailed reports by CBS newsmen who broadcast from the nerve centers of the world. In lively interviews with people in the news and other human interest features, they make you a witness to the news. In your living room, an automobile, or backyard, you're in on what's happening in London, Paris, Moscow, Tokyo, or Rome. Keep on speaking terms with the world. Hear The World Tonight 7 nights a week as it comes your way on CBS Radio. And remember, on most nights, Eric Severide's perceptive news analysis follows The World Tonight on many of these same stations. With wit and understanding, he burrows beneath the surface to bring to light important but hitherto ignored aspects of the news.
Yeah, I'm not very hungry. Tell you, it takes my appetite away to think of Betsy out there feeding that fish blueberry muffin.
Well, he seems to like them.
You know, he'll be the first fish in medical science that ever had stomach ulcers.
Oh, stop worrying. See, last the week we'll take him out and dump him back into the lake he came from next weekend. By the way, you didn't tell me who you unloaded the other fish on last night.
Oh.
I was putting Betsy to bed.
Yeah, the Kendalls didn't want it. Into the Smiths. I don't know why. So I gave him to the Fraleys.
The Fraleys?
Yeah. I know Fraley loves fresh lake trout. Well, they were out, but I didn't want to leave the fish on the back porch on account of any neighborhood cats. So saw they'd left a window partly open to their back hall, and I just shoved the fish through and...
Shoved the fish through?
Dropped it. Yeah. Why? What's the matter?
Oh, really, dear?
Honey? Well, Pete, where are you going, for heaven? What's the matter? What's the matter? Where did your mommy go?
She's running over to the Fraley. This is on their back porch.
Honey, what is the matter? Look, I had the fish wrapped up and had ice in it. Look, I put a note on the front door saying it was there.
What are you doing?
Look, so that window won't open anymore. They've got it braced. I just managed to push the fish through those 4 inches of space and drop it down.
I can't even reach in and get them.
Well, why should you? You know, it's kind of funny the Fraley's aren't up. It's 8 o'clock. Why do you suppose they...
The Fraley's have gone to Mexico City. They will be gone 3 weeks.
Why?
They left this window open, a crack for ventilation. They asked me to keep an eye on the house.
Oh, my God. Nobody told me they're gone.
Certainly lost some friends when they get back and find the remains of 5 fish that have mellowed for 3 weeks.
Look, nobody told me anything about Mexico City.
Yes, I did. I told you.
What's the matter?
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.